It is good to be with you again this morning.
今天跟你们在一起，我非常高兴。
And I trust as I share this word with you today, that it will strengthen you as you go home.
希望我今天讲的话可以在你回家以后来坚固你们。
The portion of scripture that I would like to read to you today comes from the 25th chapter of Matthew, beginning at verse 31.
那我今天想给你读的是马太福音二十五章从三十一节开始。
But when I, the Messiah, shall come in my glory, and all the angels with me, then I shall sit upon my throne of glory, and all the nations shall be gathered before me. And I will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and place the sheep at my right hand and the goats at my left. Then I, the king, shall say to those at my right, Come, blessed of my Father, unto the kingdom prepared for you and from the founding of the world.For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me water. I was a stranger and you invited me into your homes. Naked and you clothed me. Sick and in prison and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Sir, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you?Or thirsty, and give you anything to drink, or a stranger and help you, or naked and clothed you. When did we ever see you sick or in prison or and visit you? And I, the king, will tell them, when you did it to these my brothers, you were doing it to me.Then I will turn to those on my left and say, Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you wouldn't feed me, thirsty and you wouldn't give me anything to drink, a stranger and you refused me hospitality, naked and you wouldn't clothe me,Sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. And then they will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and not help you? And I will answer, when you refuse to help the least of these my brothers, you were refusing help to me.And they shall all go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. That is our text.
Okay. Oh, okay. 当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前。他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般，把绵羊安置右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受创世以来为你们预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你留我们住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。”一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你病了？什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿？什么又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？”王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事，你们既坐在我这兄弟中最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”王又向那右左边的说：“你们这咒诅的人，离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他使者所预备的永火里去。 因为我饿了你们不给我吃，渴了你们不给我喝，我做客旅你们不留我住，我赤身肉体你们不给我穿，我病了我在监里你们不来看顾我。他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了或渴了或做客旅或赤身肉体或病了或在监里不伺候你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这兄弟中最小的身上，就不做在我身上了。这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。 Yeah, that's it.
Shall we pray?
我们要祷告吗？
Gracious Father, may the words of our lips be able to not only speak to our minds, but also to our hearts.
主啊，求你话语不仅仅是对我们的头脑说话，也对我们的心来说话。
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to you this morning about making decisions.
那我今天想讲的就是关于做决定。
We all make decisions every day.
每一天我们都要做决定。
They are decisions that you make the moment you wake up in the morning.
有的时候一早上起床你就要做决定。
You have to make a decision. Am I going to wash my face or am I going to leave it the way it is?
早上起来想，我今天要不要洗脸呢？还是就这样就好了？
Or am I going to comb my hair or am I going to leave my hair the way I slept on it?
那我要不要梳一下我的头发？还是我头发睡得怎么样就怎么样？
But then when you have hair like me, you don't need to make a decision like that.
像我这样头发，你大概不需要做任何决定。
But you all have to make decisions.
但是每一天我们都要做决定。
And then for you ladies that are cooking, you have to decide what am I going to cook for today.
那些女士们，你们要做早饭的话，你们是想，哎，我要今天做什么饭？
So it doesn't matter what we are doing, we are making decisions all day.
那不管我们做什么，我们其实每一天都要做一些决定。
We also not only make decisions on life, on what we have to do in order to live.
我们不仅仅是做就是我们要活下去的一些重要决定。
But we also need to make decisions on our spiritual life as to how we are to live.
那我们另外也要做就是我们灵里生活的一些决定。
And these perhaps are maybe some of the most important decisions that we are ever going to make.
那这些决定呢，往往就是一些最重要的一些决定。
Because these decisions don't only last us while we are living here, but they last us even after we are gone from here.
因为这些决定不仅仅影响我们现在的生活，而且我们还要会影响到我们死后的生活。
And our scripture says that there is going to be a time in all of our lives, even after we die.
那圣经上说，我们死后，我们还是会有生命。
And that God is going to, Jesus is going to come back to this earth.
那耶稣也要回到这个世上。
And when he comes back, he is going to stand before all the nations of the world.
那当他回来的时候，他要在万国面前。
And as he stands there, he is going to be able to say to them that he is, as we read here in the scripture, that he wants to prepare them for life after death.
那当他回来的时候，就像这个圣经讲的，他要预备以后的国。
And as he's there, he makes a decision to them. He says to them, he divides them, it says. He's going to divide them like a shepherd. Put the sheep on one side and the goats on the other side.
他这里说了，他要把他们像就是要分开，把绵羊放一边，山羊要放一边。
And to the sheep he is going to then say, as it says here, Come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom that I have prepared for you.
他这里说，你们蒙我父赐福的，来承受那创始以来为你们预备的国。
And then he described in our scripture the things that he did. He said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was needing of clothes, you provided. When I was sick, you helped look after me.
他就说了，当我饿的时候你给我吃，我渴的时候你给我喝，那我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身肉体你们给我穿。
And they say to him, we've never seen you like that. And they've never seen Jesus like that.
他们就说，哎，我们没有看，没有这样照顾过你啊，因为他们没有见过耶稣有这样的情况。
But he says to them, inasmuch as you help these other people where you live among them, it was as if you were helping me.
然后耶稣就回答说，你照顾那些就是身边的这些人，就像照顾我一样。
So whenever you are helping a fellow believer or even an unbeliever, it's as if you're helping Jesus.
那不管你是照顾一个信主的人还是一个不信主的人，其实你就是在照顾耶稣。
We don't think of it so much that we are helping the one who came into this world especially to help us.
那有的时候你觉得，哎，好像我没有再办法帮助一个来帮助我的那个神。
And so we all have to make decisions when we come before other people as well.
所以呢，我们每次在别人的面前，我们就要做这个决定。
Are we going to help them or are we not going to help them?
我要帮助这个人吗？还是不帮助他？
Are we going to help Jesus do it for him or are we not going to do it for him?
那我们要为了耶稣来帮助他吗？还是不要帮助他？
It's maybe difficult for us to imagine when we help our fellow man here on this earth that we're really helping, doing it for Jesus.
当我们就是帮助我们身边的人的时候，其实我们就在帮助了耶稣。
And so when we make these decisions, we need to make them also for our future.
那我们在做这些决定的时候，我们也要为我们的未来做一些决定。
Is it going to be a decision in spiritual things that I want to follow Jesus?
是不是一些属灵的决定呢？我愿意来跟随耶稣。
That's going to be the biggest decision you ever make.
那这个应该是曾经中你人生中最大的一个决定。
And maybe we all have relatives or friends that don't know Jesus.
可能你有身边有亲人或者朋友还没有认识耶稣的。
And so we have a responsibility also to help them that they can hear about who Jesus is.
那我们有这样子的责任，也要帮助那些人能够认识耶稣。
And so we are able to share what is it that Jesus does for us, and he can do the same for you.
就可以分享神耶稣在我们身上做的，也可以在他们身上做。
He not only says that, but he actually wants to do that for them too.
他其实不只是口头这么讲，他也确实要帮助这些人。
What kind of decisions are you making in and for your life?
那你在你的生命里边，为了你的生命，你做了什么样的决定呢？
What kind of decisions do you have for your neighbor or for your friends or relatives? That maybe don't know Jesus yet.
那比如说你的邻舍、你的亲人、你的朋友还不认识耶稣的，你做了什么样的决定呢？
We have people all around us that haven't met him yet.
我们身边充满了这样子还没有认识耶稣的人。
We have people all over in different parts of the world that never hear about him yet.
在世界上各个角落都有好多人没有听过他的名。
And who is going to tell them if we don't want to help them know Jesus?
如果我们都不想帮助他们的话，他们怎么能够认识耶稣呢？
That way they will never know him.
他们就没有办法认识耶稣。
And in the very end of time, when Jesus comes back,
那在末世的时候，当耶稣回来，
he is also going to ask them,What happens to them? And he describes that in our Bible.
那他也会在问说，哎，那些人怎么样了？在这个圣经里边，他有来做解释。
He says, I will turn to those that are on my left, and I will say to them, Away with you! And into the eternal fire.
他这里说，你们这些咒诅我的人，离开我，要进入那永火去，离去。
For those that believe in him and have made a decision to follow him, he gives life and joy and peace.
那那些认识耶稣啊的人，他就给他就是这个生命，给这个永恒的生命跟平安。
And for those that don't know him, he gives the opposite. He casts them into an eternal fire.
那些不认识他的，他就把他做的就是相反的，把他放到永火里去。
He says that is prepared for the devil and his angels.
他说了，那些火永火是为了魔鬼和他的使者预备的。
And now it is too late to make decisions. That decision needs to be made here and now.
那当那个时候就已经太晚了，我们做的决定必须是现在要做的。
And that's the responsibility that God gives us as Christians to be able to also share it with those who don't know.
所以这就是神给我们基督徒的一个责任，我们要来分享那些不认识神的人。
I don't think there's really much of an option as to which decision we need to make.
其实这好像没有什么选择，没有办法做任何的选择，就当我们做这个决定的时候。
He makes it very clear. He says to those, you go away from me and I cast you into an eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
他说你们这些咒诅的离开我呀，进入那魔鬼和他使者所预备的永火里。
That he has made very clear in our Bible so that it is easy for us to make our decisions.
他这个在圣经这么写了，所以对我们来说应该是很容易的一个抉择。
But when we have that kind of decision, we experience the joy also of what the Lord gives us.
那当我们做对的决定的时候，我们就能够感受到神给我们的这种喜乐。
And therefore we have a desire also to want other people that they should know about the joy that Jesus can give them for all eternity.
所以我们心里就会有这样子的渴望，希望那些人也能够认识到神给我们这永恒的这个盼望。
Have you already made all of those decisions for your life?
你有做这个你生命的决定吗？
You are probably thinking that, but there are some countries where they don't know Jesus.
那你有时候想，哎，有些国家的人就是不认识神呀。
Don't they have a chance also to believe?
他们没有机会认识神吗？
And that's where we in the Christian church, we also support missions.
所以在基督教的教会，我们就可以支持这些事工。
And that I learned from my father so much, because my father, He only had grade 3. And when he was just a little boy, his father passed away.
那我就是跟我父亲学到很多。那我父亲只有小学三年级的这个水平，但是他小的时候他的爸爸就过世了。
And being the youngest in the family, he was only very small. His mother is the one who teach him all about Jesus.
那他家里是最小的孩子，那他妈妈呢是主要教导他圣经的这个人。
And so even though my father only have grade 3, he became a very strong praying man.
那虽然我爸爸只有小学三年级的水平，可是呢他成为了一个非常强的一个代祷者。
And when my older brother was ready to or finished or didn't want to go to school anymore, he wanted him to go to study for a pastor.
那当我的哥哥就是已经不想读书了，就出来以后，他就希望我的哥哥能够成为一个牧师。
My older brother was not interested in that at all.
那我这个哥哥就不想。
So when I graduate from high school, he say to me, Carl, I want you to go pastor.
那我高中毕业以后，他就对我说 ，Carl， 我希望你成为一个牧师。
I says, No, father, I want to farm with you. I know you cannot handle the farm. You need help.
然后我就跟我爸爸说，不，我想跟你一起，就是做我们的农场，因为我知道你一个人没办法做这个农场。
My father say, God will help me.
那我父亲就说，爸，我的神会帮助我。
How could I argue with that?
我怎么能够跟他争论这一点呢？
So finally I say, okay, dad, I go for 1 year study, but you cannot sell the farm.
那我就说好，那我就去学一年，但是你不可以卖这个农场哦。
Because I'm coming back to farm with you.
因为我要回来跟你一起经营这个农场。
He immediately agreed. As long as I go the first year, he keep praying and God has an answer. But I didn't understand that at that time.
他就很高兴说好你去，因为他知道他这会继续的祷告。那我当时不明白，但是神知道。
His sister was my sponsor at my baptism, and she prayed with him.
那就是我爸爸的姐妹，就是是帮助我一起受洗的，她就跟着我爸爸一起为我祷告。
And when those two people pray, I never had a chance.
当他们两个人祷告的时候，我就没有办法。
I learned prayer is very powerful.
那我就知道哦，祷告是很有力量的。
So I go the first year, and then I go the second, and then I keep going.
那我就第一年我去了，之后第二年也去，然后就接着一直去。
And in my 8th year at seminary, my father had a nervous breakdown because the farm was too much problem for him.
那到我去的第八年的时候呢，我爸爸就是有一个就是有一些崩溃，因为呢这个农场对他来说就是有点太重了这个活。
But they never, I never knew that. None of the family tell me his difficulty.
但是我家里人都没有向我透露就是他当时的情况。
Because they were afraid I leave the seminary and come home.
因为他们担心我就是离开这个神学院回家。
So my older brother then come home and help my dad.
所以我这个大的哥哥呢，大哥就回来来帮我的爸爸。
And 2 years later, I hear that my father, he needed help, but only 2 years later.
那我只是两年之后才知道哦，我爸爸需要就是帮助。
I had one more year left to go to seminary, and then I graduate to be pastor.
那当时还有一年剩下的神学院最后一年，我就可以成为一个牧师了。
And probably the happiest person in the world was my father.
可能那时候世界上最开心的就是我爸了。
And his sister, because they pray and pray.
还有他的姐姐，因为他们两个一直祷告，一直祷告。
Because of that experience, all through in my ministry, I knew the power of prayer.
就是因为那个经历，我就知道，在我整个事工当中，那个祷告的力量。
Because I knew what they did, I thought was impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible.
因为他们祷告的东西，我觉得是不可能。但是在神，岂有难成的事？
And it is also for those who need to make a decision for Jesus. Friends that we know, relatives that we have, people that we may work with at our job. We can pray for them all.That they come to know Jesus.
就是我们的决定，我们身边的人，我们的亲人，我们的朋友，或者是我们工作的伙伴，那些不认识耶稣的，我们可以为他们来祷告，来做这个决定。
And they will thank you for everything which you have done, because in the end, Jesus will say to them, "Come with me." Into the everlasting. Come, blessed of my Father, it says. Into the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world.
那这里神就说了，来，来向到我，就是我父为你预备的，为创世以来为你们预备的国，你们这蒙父所祝福的。
To me, I don't think there is an option. Who in the world wants to go into everlasting fire with the devil and his angels?
对我来说，好像没有任何选择。谁会想要去，就是为魔鬼跟他使者预备的永火里呢？
When you can go and live with Jesus in peace and joy.
当你可以跟耶稣一起，就是幸福和平的在一起生活的时候，
and that lasts forever.
而且是永远的。
So we can have decisions we need to make.
所以我们要做决定。
Not only decisions for your own life, but decisions for your friends so that they can know also.
不仅仅是对你自己生命做的决定，还有包括你帮助你朋友，身边的朋友做的这个永恒的决定。
Today, as you go home, I want you to think of somebody, either at work, or a relative, or a neighbor, how you may be able to share Jesus with them and start to pray for them. God will answer.
那我今天你们回去就想想看，一个亲人，或者是一个工作的伙伴，或者是你的邻舍，来为这些人来祷告，来就是。
I will never forget of a father who only had grade 3, but he knew how to pray.
我永远都没有办法忘记我的爸爸，虽然只有小学三年级的水平，可是他会祷告。
I grew up in a home where we would, on the farm, we would do the chores, we called them.Feed the chickens and the pigs and milk the cows, and then we would come in for breakfast.
那我们在农场里面，我们早上就要先喂猪、喂鸡，然后去挤牛奶，然后我们才可以来吃早餐。
Before we eat breakfast, my father would always read a devotion, and then we would pray.And then we would eat breakfast.
那每次吃早餐之前呢，我爸爸就会读一段经文，然后呢，就是做一个祷告之后，我们才可以吃饭。
And because my father only had grade 3, he would pronounce some of the words really funny, and us children would laugh at him. He didn't care.
那因为他只有三年级水平，有时候他读的时候，他有一些发音就不准。
He paid no attention to us at all and pretend he never even hear us laugh at him because he knew what was important.
那他就是根本就不介意就我们小孩笑他他因为他知道什么是更重要的。
I wish everyone could have a father like that.
啊，我只是希望每个人都有这样子的父亲。
I learned from him how to be a father.
那我从他身上学会怎么样成为一个好的父亲。
And whatever you do as a mother or as a father, the children or the neighbors or the relatives or the friends, they will see it.
那你们做父母的，当你们做的事情时候，那你身边的亲人、你们的邻舍、你们的朋友也能够看见你所做的。
It is a decision that you will make that is maybe the most important.In ever of your life.
那我们现在做的决定可能是你人生中最重要的一些决定。
And Jesus will be able to say to you, Come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you for the founding of the world, since the founding of the world.
耶稣就会说，来，你们这些蒙我父所赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
As we give, whether it's to missions or to sharing with our fellow people, God will give back to us.
那当我们给予的时候，可能是给就是施工，或者是给我们朋友的时候，神就会也会给我们加给我们。
I want to read from the 6th chapter of St. Luke's, where he promises to give back as we give.
那我想再读一下《路加福音》第六章，关于就是神所说的有给的。
He says, "Try to show as much compassion as your father does."
我们要像我们父一样，有怜悯的心。
Never criticize or condemn.
不要就是不要控告。
Because it'll come back to you, he says.
因为这个会回来的。
Go easy on others, the Bible says.
那圣经说呢，我们对其他人呢要有怜悯，要善待他们。
Then they will do the same for you.
他们也会同样的就是对你。
For if you give, you will get.
因为你给人的就必要给你的。
Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure.
那呢，你这个粮气呢，会就是上尖下流的留给你。
And it says, it'll be pressed down even so that you can get more.
这里甚至说要连摇带按的给你更多。
That's what God wants to give us, much, much more than we even have given.
那这就是神想给我们的，就是把比我们所给出去的要更多。
It says in the Bible in here, whatever measure you use, whether it be big or whether it be small, he will return to you the same.
那呢，当你用什么量器量给人，不管是大的量器还是小的量器，他也要同样用同样的量器来量给你。
So whatever you are giving of yourself or of your money or whatever you have,He will always measure in the way you have given. He will give back to you.
那当你给，不管是你的生命还是你的东西，你给出去的时候，同样的，你同样的量器，他也会同样的还给你，量你。
I have always experienced you can never outgive God.
那我的经验跟我讲，就是我们永远不可能给予多过神给我们的。
The more you give to him and for his work, the more he's going to give back to you.
那你给的越多，神给你的就更多。
And so you can never outgive what God's going to give back to you.
你永远不可能就是给的是多过神给你的。
I didn't write this.God did.
我没有写这个，是神写的。
This is a promise he has given to you. As you give, so he is going to, he's going to pour back into you.
那你给出去的时候，神就同样的给回你，这是神的一个应许。
That's a promise God has given us in his word, and he never go back on his promises.
那这是神给我们的一个应许，他永远都不会就是他的应许是永远不会改变的。
I have made some promises and I never able to keep them all.
那我有做过一些就是承诺，我是没有办法实现的。
But God always tells us he forgive us.
但是神一直跟我们说他会赦免我们。
That's why Jesus come.
所以神耶稣来了。
We have never ever had something that we see the love that God give us by bringing us His Son Jesus.
So, 我们从来没有看到这样子爱，就是神把他的自己的儿子给我们。
Have you ever heard of someone who decided to give his life to somebody else so they can live?
你有没有就是有认识任何人把自己的生命舍下为了其他人？
Only Jesus give us that kind of life that we are able to follow his life.
那只有耶稣可以有这样子为我们舍下的生命，以至于我们可以来跟随他。
And we have always experienced joy, peace, comfort when we have followed his way.
当我们跟随他的时候，我们就可以有平安，可以有喜乐。
But the other way, go into eternal fire with the devil and his angels.
那另外一条路就是跟魔鬼和他的使者预备的永火里。
We have no choice.
我们其实是没有选择。
What we going to choose?
我们是没有选择的。
Because he loves us so much.
因为他们这样爱我们。
And we know that we are never going to fail.When we follow Jesus,
我们知道，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们是永不会失败的。
It's my prayer that is your decision, and it'll be your decision until you put your head on your pillow for the last time and go to sleep in His arms.
那我知道，这就是我们一生要做的决定，直到我们。躺在床上的最后一天，把我们的生命交给神的时候。
That's the promise he gave us.
这是他给我们的应许。
And he never go back on that promise either.
他永远都不会不承他的应许。我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the word that you gave us.That if we follow you, we have eternal life.
我们感谢你，神啊！你说跟随你，我们就有永生。
A life of joy and peace and comfort.
的喜乐、和平跟得安慰的生命。
A life with all our fellow believers.
跟我们同样信仰的人一起的生命。
Father, place that into our hearts and into our minds.
主啊，把这个放在我们的心里，放在我们的头脑里。
And give us the excitement of being able to share that with other people as well.
也给我们这样子的热情，让我们也可以分享给其他的人。
So that they too can make the right decisions for their life.
以至于他们也可以为他们的生命做对的选择。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告是耶稣基督的名。
And all God's people say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.